title of this mini podcast is Digging for Depth. I had occasion many years ago to get some insight as to why most people really don't like to have their photograph taken. I attended a workshop conducted by famed headshot photographer Peter Hurley. It was at his New York studio. There were five accomplished photographers attending, and then there was me, a photo enthusiast. Peter gave some world-class instruction to our group and gave us plenty of hands-on experience, and we got to photograph eight different actors, models over the course of 22 jam-packed working hours. Now, these are people who are used to being in front of cameras and skilled in bringing different emotions into their expressions. The objective was to capture something real as well as something that would draw you into their photograph. What I found is that most of these people are just like the rest of us who freeze when they're in front of a camera. Got me curious as to what's really going on. We want people to see who we think we are. Our self-image is what we want to convey. The difficulty is that self-image is one we made up and got comfortable with and is nothing like the real us. You really have to dig to get people's depth. Peter Hurley is a master at this. He intuitively knows that he has to get them off their game in order to capture their depth. He's made the process into an art form, and even though it takes a lot of work and skill, the results are amazing when you see the final product. People don't like to have their picture taken because the resultant photograph they usually get to see is their false self, someone they can see right through. They figure if they can see through it, so can everyone else. People don't like their false selves even though they put that makeup on every day. It's the conditioned social mask we wear, and we present that facade to just about anyone we encounter. When I do a coaching session, I have to dig past the veneer to get to the real person I'm interacting with, and more importantly, get them to discover that part of them as well. It's an eye-opening discovery to find out that we're a lot deeper than the person we pretend to be. The next time you find yourself freezing in front of a camera, let it serve as a reminder that you're deeper than your fear. This recognition alone will allow you to remove layers of makeup and let a more secure and natural you show through. All the best, John.